My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Congratulations of getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. So if you are driving to Columbia to go to their game tonight against Murray State, I want to tell you that we appreciate you. If you are going to Sporting Park later today to watch the Kansas Jayhawks, I know Rob is going out there later today. Congratulations to you guys for being ranked in the preseason. K-State, you guys got to wait a little bit to get your first game, but we got you covered college football season here on The Drive. I would like to say this. If and when we do a college football roll call, for those of you that are new on the FM side, we do a game on Monday where you have to raise your hand if your favorite college football team won. Rob, if you can't raise your hand, or K-State fan, you can't raise your hand, I promise you, you have a September ban on the show.
Does that apply to Mizzou, too?
I'm not worried about them losing today.
I just want to know if the rules apply. If Mizzou spits the
bit
tonight,
how can you win the national championship and lose to Murray State?
I don't think Georgia plays Murray State tonight.
Oh, you thought that was clever, huh? You thought that was slick, huh?
I'm looking at it. Ohio State has Akron on
Saturday.
They do
have Akron. Yeah. The good old Zips. The little Zips
action. That's an FBS team. They're playing a real team.
You know what? I would have never guessed, and we'll get to local college football here in a bit. I would have never guessed for all the times that you and I have talked to Will Howard that he would be the most important player in college football like 3 months later. The most important player in college football is Will Howard right now. I'm not saying he's the best player, but there is only one team, I think, with the pressure to win the championship this year, and that's Ohio State. Georgia doesn't have that pressure. Alabama doesn't have that pressure. I guess you could argue Oregon because they haven't as a program. But the team that it will be the biggest disappointment if they don't win, it will be Ohio State. They have everything you need to win a championship. They have two future running backs. They have a first-round pick at wide receiver. I think they have the best defense in college football. There is everything to like about Ohio State. If they don't win the national championship, they will be blaming Will Howard if that doesn't happen. So good luck to him. He is friend of the show. I don't care what team he's a quarterback of. Will Howard is a friend of this show. So good luck to him. Good luck to the Buckeyes this season. I am certainly hoping that they have all the success that they can. All right, so the 5 o'clock hour is going to be a little bit scrambled because there's so much to talk about. The Royals are in Houston for a 4-game set. We are exactly 1 week away from the start of the NFL season. Two of the local college football teams get going today. We have Colorado against North Dakota State coming up in a bit. I think you guys are going to be very surprised at what that number from a rating standpoint is going to do. I think we're talking about like 10 million people watching that game today. I think it's going to be a very, very big game. Start of college football, Colorado, a lot of gambling money on it. The excitement for this college football season, I think it is going to do a big number today, and that is going to be a theme along the college football season. So, Rob, let's get to the hits. We'll do the hits a little bit different than we usually do, but we'll try to cover everything in the next like 10, 15 minutes.
It's 5 o'clock. And your wife has tuna casserole ready for you at home. Might as well get caught up on the biggest stories of the day in Kansas City with C.Dot and Rob. This is The Hits. Number one.
Well, Carrington, as you mentioned, the top story of the day in Kansas City is really just a happy time in Kansas City. We get our jokes off about KU and MU on this show, but both teams have very high expectations heading into the college football season. K-State, I haven't forgot about you. They have high expectations as well. The Chiefs are going for a three-peat, and the Royals are a playoff team. Is there a better place to be than Kansas City right now as a sports fan?
This is the golden era of Kansas City sports. The Chiefs are going for three in a row. The Royals are in the middle of one of the greatest turnarounds in the history of American professional sports. Missouri is going to make the college football playoff and will probably contend to win the national championship. Probably running away, actually. I guess KU is going to be good this year. I mean, I ain't that hopeful about it, but I think they're going to be good this year. And K-State is probably going to win the Big 12. Let's not forget that the KC Current is one of the best women's soccer teams in the country, and they have a beautiful stadium. The streetcar is almost done. I actually believe them. The streetcar is almost done. Yes, this is the golden era of Kansas City. We've had a couple of these golden eras over the course of the last decade or so. 2014 was a golden era, and then 2015 was a golden era, and then the Chiefs drafted Patrick Mahomes, and now heading into this fall, this could be the most exciting sports fall that we've ever had. Now, you can fade the music down just a little bit, Rob. I know that some of you are convinced that I don't like your team, and if you cheer for Kansas basketball, that is the case. I don't like your team. If you cheer for all the other teams, I don't have any problem with your team. This is the analogy that I would make. You know that saying, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy, or happy wife, happy life. My life is easier and less stressful when you guys are excited about something. We don't always have to be excited about the same thing, but when you guys are excited, it makes me excited. It makes my job easier when you guys are excited. So you know what, K-State? I want you guys to go as far as you possibly can. I don't have any problem with KU football. We like KU football. I like Jalen Daniels. I like Devin Neal. I like Lance Leipold. All of them are friends of the show. I want your college football team to do great this season and win every game. Now, I will say, when K-State and KU play each other, I have to cheer for one of the two teams. You guys know which team I'm cheering for in that, and it ain't going to be the team in Lawrence. I'm not cheering for them. But outside of that, I want your team to do as well as they possibly can. I want your teams to win at all times. It makes my job easier. You guys might not believe this. It's crazy. You guys listen to more sports talk radio when the teams are doing good. I know it's a wild concept. I still haven't wrapped my head fully around it. But when the teams are doing good, you guys listen to the show more. And ultimately, that's all I really care about. Your team doing good is good for me. That's all that matters here.
By that metric, our favorite team would be the Royals, because that's the team that we want to do the best.
I want the Royals to win the World Series every year. You know what? I actually want more than anything, more than them to win the World Series. I wish they moved every World Series game to like 3 o'clock. That would be great. If Rob Manfred just said, you know what, man, the World Series, we just want to get away from football. Let's just start the World Series at like 2:30. Be great. I love it. Someone on the text line says, no, Carrington, you don't like KU basketball fan. There's a difference. I'm a KU fan. You don't like KU basketball fan guy. No, that is true. What you're saying is 100% fair. But if that means that I have to cheer against KU for you also to be unhappy, I have to do that too. I got to make a sacrifice for me. There's only one team locally I don't want to see win. It's the Kansas basketball program. Every other team, I want you to win. UMKC, Sporting, Current, I want you to win. Win, win, win. You want to know why I'm still working here, guys? Like, oh, man, Carrington, when you leaving? I'm working here until KU misses the tournament, because that's a show I need to be here for. I want to be on the radio the day that KU misses the NCAA tournament. It's going to happen someday. I don't know when, but one day they'll miss it. I'll be here.
Probably the same year Mizzou goes to Final Four.
See, that wasn't necessary. Why'd you have to do that? There was no reason for that.
And me and you ride our unicorns to work.
Actually, that is a really good question. Which happens first? KU misses the NCAA tournament or Missouri makes the Final Four? I don't know. That's a great question.
Number two.
That's a sick toss-up.
I mean, it's the stuff dreams are made of, that toss-up. That's really what it is.
Can you imagine if it happened the same year?
Oh, what a time.
Oh, goodness. I would be, you guys already might think I'm insufferable. I would be the most insufferable human. I would be Stephen A. Smith on the show every day if that happened. I would be Mad Dog Russo if that happened. Don't let Missouri go to the Final Four in the same year that happens. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we both know it's going to happen. It's going to be Mizzou makes the Final Four, matchup with Kansas, and then all your fun trash talk is over. That Saturday.
That'd be the most nervous I've ever been watching anything. Anything. Because then I don't want them to lose. I really don't want them to lose to that team.
Pivoting to the Kansas City Chiefs, Carrington, Brett Veach met with the media today, and he was definitely putting words together when he talked about how active they were with the waiver wire moves.
You know, with Scott, we're just, again, that goes back to the waiver wire and just, you know, always throwing some numbers at that. And again, fortunate that we have a great coaching staff that if they have it, we'll get it out of them. And when you have a guy that has traits, always willing to take a chance there.
That was definitely words, but he was talking about the Chiefs as they put in three waiver claims for corners and they were awarded one, Eric Scott. Carrington, do you believe the Chiefs' activity on the waiver wire when it comes to cornerback is a sign, it's a signal, it's a alert, they are concerned about corner?
I don't know how you can take it any other way. Now, I know you guys like to give me grief. And you call me all different names. I've been clown dot on the text line. I've been charger dot. I've been contrarian dot. You guys think the C stands for a lot of different things. My favorite one is after Missouri lost to UMKC, you guys called me UMKC dot. I mean, that was really clever. You guys are funny on the text line. You guys call me corner dot, and that's fine. But all I want is for the Chiefs to field the best possible secondary in a passing league. And if you have been watching the moves that they've made, they put in three waiver claims over the last 2 days at corner. You are not 100% confident in your room and in your group if you put that many waiver claims. Think about this. What causes you to get cut in the league? The Chiefs did not cut Kadarius Toney because they just have so many options. No, he wasn't good enough, so they got rid of him. Teams are usually not getting rid of really quality corners, and they think that there were three guys who got released by teams were an upgrade over what they currently have in the room. So I'm not saying this to be an alarmist or a hot take person. I'm saying this just as a simple observation about the movement that we've seen the Chiefs do over the course of the last couple of days. You don't put that much resources into trying to improve the room if you are 100% about it. And when one of your guys in Jalen Watson, who is in the conversation of being the number two corner, when he is playing, when he is the playing in the fourth quarter of the final preseason game, that ain't good. Like heading into this year, I think you obviously love Trent McDuffie. I think you really like Joshua Williams. Nazi Johnson was a seventh round pick that was hurt all of last year. Jalen Watson was playing in the fourth quarter of the final preseason game. And then you brought in a bunch of new corners and really changed out the bottom half of that room. So there are not many question marks. There are not many things to be worried about with the Kansas City Chiefs. That is one of them.
Number three.
Pivoting across the Truman Sports Complex from the Chiefs to the Royals, Carrington, they start a mega series tonight against the Houston Astros, a four-game set that will run from now until Sunday. Carrington, we don't talk about it much because baseball hasn't been a talking point in this town much for the last 4 or 5 years, but the Houston Astros have been bullies in the AL. Multiple World Series championships and I believe 7 straight ALCS appearances. Carrington, why does no one respect the Astros the way they respected the Patriots in the 2000s, or people respect the current Chiefs? Because it seems like penciling Houston into the ALCS is a foregone conclusion.
You want to know why? It is because there is not a group of people that are more of a purist and goody-two-shoes individuals than baseball fans. I don't say that as a way to put anybody down, but you know how we get mad at the baseball writers for how they act towards Barry Bonds and how they act towards Mark McGwire? Like, bro, just put him in the Hall of Fame. Like, what are we doing? Like, baseball writers take this, like, moral superior high ground when it comes to this stuff. The fan bases really aren't that different. I don't care that much about the Astros cheating scandal. I mean, it is very clear that they cheated. Like, no one is debating that. The same way it is also not debatable that Michigan was cheating. Like, there is a line that I think all teams kind of blur when it comes to these things. I'm not naive enough to think that Michigan was the only team that was stealing signs. Michigan was going above and beyond to steal signs. Michigan had that man flying across the country buying tickets from StubHub to steal people's signals. They were dedicated to the game when it came to cheating. It's just not that big of a deal to me in baseball. It's not that big of a deal to me in sports that these things happen. There have been enough of these scandals, and we always get mad about them for a time, and then we just move on. I never really know what the penalty is for the guys that do this. Michigan clearly cheated. Like, there is no doubt that they cheated. What was the penalty for Michigan? Oh, yeah, their coach, who wasn't the coach anymore, they suspended him. That'd be like your job suspending you after you already quit and took another job. That'd be like Danny getting suspended from 670 The Score in Chicago. I don't work there no more. That's what the NCAA did to John Harbaugh or Jim Harbaugh for what he did at Michigan. Hey, you can't coach Michigan anymore. I wasn't planning on coaching them anymore. So I don't care that much about it when it comes to Houston. It is obviously a big deal. I went to an Astros game earlier in the season, and I went to Toronto when they played George Springer. Oh, you guys are still mad about it. Boo, they were booing that guy some serious. I thought Robinson Cano was playing. I didn't know why they were. I actually forgot about it. I forgot why they were booing him, why they were so mad. Then the Houston fan looked back and like, oh, the cheating sound. Like, oh, okay, my bad. I forgot that had happened, man. Good luck to Houston. Let me ask you this question. I actually want to ask you a question for the hit, Rob Brenton, since your name is now on the hits. Look at that. We're equal here. 50-50. Look at that. What if we were a buddy comedy, which one do you think we would be? Like, we can't be Rush Hour. Like, do you think we would be? I also don't want to give you Lethal Weapon either. Like, I got to call you Mel Gibson. I don't want to do that.
Lethal Weapon's like the obvious one, but you're right.
I don't want to call you, but you want to be Mel Gibson in this analogy?
No, I didn't know.
What buddy cop do you want us to be?
Didn't they remake one of those where I can just be the remake of Lethal Weapon?
I don't want to. We want to be fake Lethal Weapon? I don't want to be fake Lethal Weapon. What buddy cop show would we be?
I've literally never thought about that. I do not know a buddy cop.
We got to figure this out. 913-586-7965. We got to be on the same page about what buddy cop we're going to be.
What suggestions do you have for our buddy cop?
I mean, I would say Rush Hour, but you're not Asian.
That's accurate.
Yeah, I don't know. And we can't be Lethal Weapon. There has to be one. We'll find it. Text line, they're really good at this. The text line's going to come through with what our buddy cop thing is going to be. My question was, now that Michael Lorenzen is on the disabled list, what do you think they do? What do you think the plan is now with no Michael Lorenzen?
I think Alec Marsh comes back up, and that's the plan. I think we've seen Alec Marsh this year. Now, his success was a little bit of a roller coaster. He had some moments where you thought, oh, he's a viable starter. But there are also times where you felt like he was a little overmatched. But I think he has done enough in his AAA stint where you feel like, okay, he's at least... The baseman for him is quadruple A arm. And while you wait for Lorenzen and Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports, another friend of the show, he said they believe Lorenzen's out 2 to 3 weeks. So that's what, 3 to 5 starts kind of? I think you can just survive in advance with Marsh for 3 to 5 starts, hope Lorenzen comes back, and then to finish out the season, you're at full go. But Marsh seems like what I would guess the plan is.
The text line is saying that we are like Blue Streak.
Blue Streak's not bad. I'm Luke Wilson.
I think you're a little cooler than Luke Wilson is. I think you're a little cooler than him.
Can I be Luke Wilson from old school, but we just call it Blue Streak?
Okay, that's fine. We're like Blue Streak. I can live with that.
That's
you know, I love Blue Streak. Everybody has that like guilty pleasure comedy. I don't even feel guilty about loving it. I love Blue Streak, though. I love Blue Streak the way you love the other guys.
Oh, the other guys are great.
That's how I feel about Blue Streak. Diaz? That's how I feel about Blue Streak.
Other guys would have been a good pick, but it wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, no. That's
I would have been a great Will Ferrell, but just it doesn't
someone
work.
Else, someone else said, "Let's be cops." I don't think I've seen. I think I maybe seen. I just don't remember.
It's the. It's
I know,
an okay
like
film.
The Damon Wayans son is in there, yeah. And some other white guy. I don't know.
And the guy from New Girl's in there. It's a fine film, but it's no.
You'd rather be Blue Streak. You're saying
much rather be Blue Streak.
All right, yeah.
You want to know why? Because both people are notable.
I don't know why I got to be the jewel thief in this scenario. I got to be the criminal. And you're the straight-laced detective. That's,
but you
that's
also a- were a cop in the. I'm also the bumbling doofus in that movie.
He did solve it at the end of the movie. That is very fair to point out that he did solve things at the end of the movie. We'll get back to the Royals coming up in about 10 minutes or so. So hang tight. All right. I have a very quick college football thought about each of the three teams before we go to break. Let's start with Missouri. We are only starting with Missouri in this because they have the best odds out of the three teams. They're not getting any preferential treatment. This feels like the year for Missouri. No, we were just joking. I don't think Missouri's winning the national championship. But you know how I make the point in college basketball? That college basketball, if you're not Kansas or North Carolina or Duke, you are hoping that once every 4 years, you really got a shot to do something special. You got the right transfer group. You got the right amount of freshmen that have developed, and now they're juniors and seniors and upperclassmen. You are hoping that once every 3 or 4 years, you really got a shot. We've seen K-State have a couple of those teams. A couple of years ago with Marquise Noel, they had that team. They had that team with Jacob Pullen. It seems like once every 5, 6 years, K-State's going to make a deep run in the tournament, and they got a chance to make the Final Four. This feels like that season for Missouri football. You've got Brady Cook. In my opinion, you have the best wide receiver in college football. The only team that I would take their wide receiver room over Missouri is Oregon. Missouri is as talented offensively as any team in the country this side of Ohio State. On defense, they certainly lost a lot of pieces last year. You had a couple guys get drafted high in the draft. You lost a couple of critical pieces. You fixed those up in the transfer portal. I think their offensive line is better. The talent on Missouri is there. The schedule is there for Missouri. Missouri has, I would say, 3 difficult games this season. They go on the road and play A&M. They go on the road and play Alabama. They got Oklahoma at home. If they can win 2 of those 3 games, they are going to the college football playoff. I think it's really that simple. If they can go 2-3 in those 3 games, they are going to have a chance to compete for the national championship. Let's talk about K-State. I really like K-State heading into this season. The big reason why I like K-State heading into this year is I'm big on schedule. It matters in college football. Out of the 5 teams in the preseason top 5, you obviously have to exclude K-State. They cannot play themselves. Out of the other 4 schools, they either don't play them or they play them at home this year. That is a massive advantage for K-State. You play Arizona, but that is a non-con game, so it does. I mean, it matters, but if you lose that, it does not hurt your ability to make the college football playoff. Just win the Big 12. You got Oklahoma State at home. You've got Kansas at home. If you are telling me as a K-State fan, your most difficult game on the schedule is on the road against West Virginia or Iowa State, you got a good turn when it comes to the schedule. You really did. That's not what Missouri's most difficult game is. Kansas has a more difficult schedule than you guys do just because they have to go on the road and play K-State. K-State has, I think, out of the 3 local schools, they have the easiest pathway to making the college football playoff. Just make the Big 12 championship game, and you got a 1-game coin flip against Utah or Oklahoma State to play for a national championship. And when it comes to Kansas, I don't think Kansas is realistically in the playoff conversation. I just think there's too much of a variance with them. You could convince me that KU wins 11 games, and I wouldn't be super surprised. You also could tell me that KU wins 6 games this year or 7 games this year because an injury happens at the quarterback position and they don't have a backup the way that they did. Not many schools like Kansas have an NFL backup the way that they did. Jason Bean is an NFL quarterback. We saw that over the course of the last month. If you weren't sure, we saw over the course of the last month, Jason Bean at some point in his career is going to start an NFL game. Schools like Kansas usually don't have that. So they were in a great position last year that when an injury happens, they had an NFL quarterback ready to fill in. If they can keep their quarterback upright, they got a shot. I would be worried about I know that it is in Kansas City and it's not a road game. But for UKU fans, and I'm not comparing KU's football home field advantage to what they have in basketball. I've been to enough KU basketball games, both home and neutral site, to tell you that it's different. And you know it's different too. It's different when they play in Lawrence than when they play in Kansas City. Even though the fans are the same, it is a different energy. It is a different building. That will matter to Kansas this year, that they do not have a traditional home game the way that every other contending team will have. They are going to need that advantage at some point. So I really like Missouri this year for obvious reasons. I think K-State has a shot too. It's going to be a great year for KU. I just don't think they are really in the playoff conversation. You also just got to beat K-State. If they beat K-State, it changes every conversation that we have about KU, but they haven't beaten them since George W. Bush was in office. So that was a long time ago. Coming up on the other side, Rob, let's talk a little bit of baseball in the Kansas City Royals, getting you ready for their four-game series against the Astros. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk some Royals baseball. Earlier today, we were joined by Robert Ford. He is the play-by-play voice of the Houston Astros. He is a 6'10 alum. Always great to catch up with Robert Ford. Our conversation with him, if you want to check the full interview, you can do so on 96.5thefan.com. But we cut it down for you, you know, just gave you the best of it. Our conversation with him started with, I mean, when he got there, the Astros were bad. I mean, like 2023 Royals bad. They then became the best team in baseball. How did that happen?
You know, it was a gradual thing. I think it started with, and I mean, you guys have been through this in Kansas City where, you know, first George Springer comes up, you know, and then Carlos Correa comes up, and then Lance McCullers comes up. And so now you start to have a young core and, you know, you start to win some games. And start to win games that you would never have won before and starting to see production from certain positions that you would have never seen before. So I think it wasn't like a light bulb moment. Although, you know, I just thought about, I remember there was a game in Kansas City in Correa's rookie year. This was 2015. After he had been called up, we're in Kansas City. It's the ninth inning. Royals, I believe, had the bases loaded. Alex Rios was at the plate. There were two out, tie game, and Rios hits this ball deep in the shortstop's hole. Correa backhands it, jump throw to first base, gets Rios, ends the inning, sends it to extras. And I remember the next day, Art Stewart, of course, the legendary Royal scout, he comes up to me and he goes, "That's a young A-Rod you have there." And I'm like, "What?" He was like, "That play, that kid, that's A-Rod. That's a young A-Rod." And, you know, when you hear stuff like that from other people in the industry, especially people that have been around as long as Art Stewart was, then you're like, okay, we might have something here.
Ford, it's funny you say that story with Art Stewart, certainly a guy who has seen just about every great baseball player over the last 60 years or so. Rest in peace to him. I mean, it seems like the Royals might have that individual as well. I remember very clearly Vern, you know, when Witt first came up, he was talking about him having a Patrick Mahomes-like impact on the Royals. Now, obviously, he's not Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he might be the greatest quarterback that we've ever seen. But in a very short period of time, Bobby Witt has gone from a very hopeful prospect to, I think, unquestionably, he is now one of the five best players in baseball.
There's no doubt about it. I'm looking forward to watching him the next 4 days. He is as talented as anybody in the game. If Aaron Judge wasn't about to hit 60 home runs this year, then I think Bobby Witt Jr. is a shoe-in for American League MVP, and he'll get some first place votes probably. But, yeah, he is – I mean, when you think about what he does defensively, what he does with hitting for power, he can hit for average, he can steal bases. I mean, there really isn't anything on the baseball field that he can't do. And, I mean, that's what you're hoping for when you pick a guy second overall like the Royals did with Witt, is that he winds up becoming a superstar. And that rarely happens, but – I mean, I think Bobby Witt Jr., we're just seeing the start. He's just scratching the surface.
Right now, we're talking to Robert Ford. He is the play-by-play voice for the Houston Astros. The Royals have a very important four-game series against these two teams that are trying to win their division. Ford, Houston got off to a really disappointing start by their standards. I mean, they started the year 7-19. They turned it around like 3 weeks later. What caused Houston to get into that rut early on in the season that now has them fighting to win the division? How are they able to turn things around to get to where they are right now?
Well, I think when you're not winning games, a lot of times, especially when you have talent, a lot of times it's because everything's not in sync. So early in the year when the Astros would pitch well, they wouldn't hit. Or they would hit well and they wouldn't pitch well. And so that was part of the problem. The other part of the problem was, a bunch of injuries, but a lot of teams have had that, particularly with the pitching. But the Astros, they were really excited about the back three that they have in their bullpen with Brian Abreu, Ryan Pressly, and Josh Hader, who they signed this offseason, and all three of them struggled to start the year. I mean, what are the chances that the three best relievers on your team are all going to struggle at the exact same time? But that's what happened. So, you know, they had trouble closing out games. For a long time, Hader, he was pitching in non-save situations just because those were the only games the Astros were playing, and you didn't want them to go too long without pitching. So I think those things all combined to lead to the slow start. And I think what's changed is now things have started to get into sync. The bullpen rounded into form. Those guys all started to pitch better, and they've all been very good. Ryan Pressly currently on the IL, but probably coming back tonight from a back injury. But, yeah, I mean, I think you started to see some things click, particularly with the pitching. And then you see Spencer Arrighetti and Hunter Brown, you know, both of whom got off to rocky starts at the big league level this year, pitch very, very well and start to figure some things out. So it's been a combination of things, as it always is when you play poorly and then when you play much better. But I think the Astros have finally gotten to a point where they feel pretty confident every day who they're sending out there to start the game, and that makes a big difference.
Right now we're talking to Robert Ford. He is the play-by-play voice for the Houston Astros. This feels like the right time to be playing Houston. I mean, they've lost six of their last nine games. I mean, they're not playing their best baseball right now, but momentum is only as good as your next day starting pitcher, so things can obviously turn things around. This feels like over the course of the last, let's say, 6 weeks or so, this is the time you want to be playing Houston.
Well, actually, the best time to play the Astros is when the Royals play them in April. And the Royals, I mean, talk about just manhandling a team. That's what the Royals did to the Astros in in April in Kansas City. I mean, it was just 3 days of the Royals just showing, hey, we are much better than you. And that was the first time that I really got to see that team this year and thought, okay, they might have something in Kansas City again. Even though, you know, the Royals had lost over 100 games last year, it was pretty impressive to watch. I think right now the big problem that the Astros are having, you mentioned losing 6 of 9, the offense has not been very good. And part of that is because Kyle Tucker has been out since early June. And they had some guys kind of playing maybe a little bit over their head offensively for a couple of months after Tucker went down with the shin injury. But, you know, that only lasts so long. And I think the Astros are really feeling the effects of Kyle Tucker not being in the lineup. I mean, this is a guy who was an all-star again this year, and a guy who, you know, he's not Bobby Witt Jr., but he's as close as the Astros have to that in terms of somebody who can impact the game in so many different ways. So I think not having him, and they're hoping he can be back maybe in another couple of weeks from the shin injury that has lingered longer than they thought, I think that'll make a big difference. But yeah, I think that's the big issue right now is the Astros really struggle to put things together offensively, but they're still in most games because of how well they pitch.
You mentioned pitching. The Royals have Brady Singer, Seth Lugo, and Cole Ragans. We'll see who pitches on Sunday with now Lorenzen for the Royals. He is headed to the injured list. How do you think that the Royals and the Astros match up from a pitching perspective in this series where, at least for me with the Royals, you obviously want to win every series. I'd be perfectly fine if the Royals could at least split this series against Houston because they have much, much bigger fish to fry next week with 3 games against Cleveland and 3 games against Minnesota.
Well, I think pitching-wise, considering the pitching talent on both of these teams and how the rotations line up, I mean, you could see four very well-pitched ball games on both sides. It usually doesn't work out that way, of course, but I think that's certainly possible just given both of these teams' rotations. I think the Astros have a very good bullpen. I know the Royals have some guys who can shut things down late in games, but I think it's the sort of game, it's going to be the sort of series where you're going to want to get to the starting pitcher. I think that's going to be true for either of these teams to give yourself the best chance to win because of how good both of these bullpens can be late in ball games. So I think the Royals pose some challenges for the Astros with how much they run, particularly with a handful of their guys. So that's another reason why I think if you're the Astros, if you were able to get a few runs on the board early, that makes a big difference because it doesn't completely shut down the other team's running game, but they're going to be less aggressive. And I think that would play into the Astros' favor. But it should be a fun series. I'm looking forward to it. The Astros are playing much better now than they were when they saw the Royals in April. And you could argue that the Royals are even better now than they were when the Astros saw them in April. So it should be fun.
That was our guy, Robert Ford. If you want to check out the whole interview, you can do so over at 96.5thefan.com, where you know what? Just go on the Odyssey app. You can listen to the whole thing as well. We got 2 local college football games later today. We have Colorado. They play North Dakota State. We also got Royals baseball tonight. It is a busy night of sports here on The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
We got breaking news. I thought I hit the wrong button there for a second. I slipped up and I was like, oh man, I thought I hit the wrong button. We got breaking news in the National Football League. Brandon Ayuk. We now have a solution. Brandon Ayuk has signed a 4-year, $120 million contract to remain in San Francisco with the San Francisco 49ers. We, for a time, had no clue what team he was going to play for. Was he going to New England? Was he going to Cleveland? Was he going to stay in San Francisco? We didn't know. But now we have the answer. Brandon Ayuk, 4 years, $120 million. Have you seen the signing bonus and guaranteed portion of this? I have not seen that. Rob, have you seen it?
I have not seen any guaranteed money. I have only seen the total number. So,
you know what? I understand that Brandon Ayuk is better than Tyreek Hill, but follow me here. If Tyreek Hill had been willing to do what Brandon Ayuk was willing to do, he'd still be on the Chiefs. Brandon Ayuk got paid. He's just not the highest paid wide receiver in the National Football League. He was about to be in New England. He signed a deal that you take care of yourself, you stay in a great offense, a great system, and you got paid. And you also got paid in line with what the market says that you're worth. Brandon Ayuk is now he's the fifth highest paid receiver in the league. I mean, I don't think he's that. But, I mean, you are in the right ballpark. You got less than Justin Jefferson. You got less than CeeDee Lamb. You got less than A.J. Brown and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now, I mean, DJ Moore, he got 27.5. Devontae Adams got 28. I mean, I don't think that Brandon Ayuk is better than some of these guys, but I think you are getting the purpose. Normally what happens is the next guy wants 10% more than what the last guy got. That was not realistic for Brandon Ayuk if you wanted to stay on this team. Pittsburgh, you could have got that. You could have got that in New England. You wanted to stay in San Francisco. So it took a while, and it was a long, windy road, but you eventually got there. So now, I guess maybe how you bring this back local to the Kansas City Chiefs, and like I guess the answering the question of why you should care, is there is one more receiver that hasn't been paid. It's Ja'Marr Chase. Everybody else has been paid so far. CeeDee Lamb, it took a while, but he got what he wanted. Brandon Ayuk, it took a while, but we always say the deadlines make deals. The time was getting close for CeeDee Lamb. He got paid. The time was getting close for Ayuk. Hey, we have a Monday night football game in less than 2 weeks. Are you going to be here? Let's go ahead and hammer this deal. There's one wide receiver that we don't know yet. It's Ja'Marr Chase. Here's head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, Zach Taylor.
Something changed between yesterday when you said that you expected Ja'Marr to practice and today him not showing up.
Did I say that yesterday? I think every day is a new day. We'll keep working through it. Not going to make predictions on what tomorrow brings. At the end of the day, Ja'Marr's a great dude. That means a lot to this team, and we'll just continue to take it day to day.
When does this become a distraction?
It's not. I mean, it's a one-off situation that you got to deal with, and again, we'll just continue to take it day to day.
I mean, that's all you can do is take it day by day. You know, you just got to put one foot in front of the other. It is what it is. All of the cliches, that is the case for Cincinnati. How they play this is interesting because if you are Ja'Marr Chase and you are serious about your dollars, you cannot show up to work. You got to stay steadfast. CeeDee Lamb didn't show up. He eventually got what he wanted. Brandon Ayuk didn't show up. He eventually got what he wanted. Again, there is one left. Everybody else has gotten paid. The only two receivers who haven't gotten paid this year are on Cincinnati. Is there anybody else that didn't get paid this offseason? T. Higgins didn't get paid, and Ja'Marr Chase didn't get paid. Everybody else who was up for a contract got paid.
Well, I have the numbers now. Jordan Schultz has them.
Of course he does. He's been on fire lately.
It's a 4-year, $120 million deal with 30 per year and $76 million in guarantees.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all. That guarantee number is a lot lower than I imagined.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically a 3-year, $25 million a year deal. That's not that bad.
Rappaport's also reporting that $76 million guaranteed is very front-loaded is the term he used.
Of course. Yeah, that's what it is. I know it looks big and it says 3 years, that's not what it is. It is a 3-year, $76 million deal, and a we'll see at the end.
It might be two. I mean, the term very front-loaded might be two for 76, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we haven't seen the full structure of the deal. I don't want to get too deep into what Brandon Ayuk's contract looks like, but just, I'm going to guess, you're right, it's probably really front-loaded to year one because you're not trading him now, so you can absorb that money while Purdy is still on his rookie deal. Next year, when Purdy gets paid, you'll probably give yourself a 2-year kind of cap window where you can absorb that contract. And then by the time you get to Purdy's second year, you got to start making some real decisions about what you want to do. With Deebo Samuel, with Brandon Ayuk, with Kittle, you got to start making some decisions. But if you were San Francisco, you could not afford to lose him. You can't lose your number one wide receiver with less than 7 days to go in the season and you win the Super Bowl. That's not how this works. I know the Chiefs did it. The Chiefs also did it when they lost Tyreek Hill in March. They didn't lose Tyreek Hill in August. They lost him in March. Yeah, no, can't do that. Gotta figure it out. Gotta figure it out. They did. 4 years, 120, $76 million. That's a good contract for a good player. A lot of sports are on today. Royals, Mizzou, K-State. So the Royals are going to be right here on 96.5 The Fan. If you want to listen to Missouri, they are going to be over on 98.1. So just want to give you guys the itinerary, the course of action over the course of this evening. I had a lot of fun today. Hopefully you did. We'll be back again tomorrow. Then we'll take a little bit of a break. And when we get back, it is going to be full throttle for Chiefs and Ravens. I appreciate you guys. Have a good night. Until tomorrow.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.